Welcome to Short Vart on Parshas Vayetze. In this week's Torah portion, we find that the Almighty appears to Yaakov Avinu, to our forefather Jacob, and he says to him that you have nothing to fear, I'm going to take care of you, and I'm telling you, you have a very bright and amazing future. Vayazaracha kafar ha'aretz, your descendants will be like the dust of the earth. Ufaratta yama, vaked matzafona, vanegba, you'll spread out to the west, to the east, to the north, and the south, and you're going to be amazing. And the truth is that if you look carefully in the Torah, you will see that when Hashem speaks to Avram and he speaks about the amazing longevity and multitude of his descendants, he tells them that his children will be like the sand and the stars. Yitzchak, God also tells him, you should know that your offspring is going to be many and they're going to be long and amazing, like the stars of the sky. And Yaakov, he tells them they're going to be ka'afar ha'aretz, like the dust of the earth. And the great Hasidic master, the Nesiv HaShalom, says a beautiful understanding into these three blessings, these three collective blessings that us as descendants of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the Avos HaKadoshim, the holy patriarchs, we have those within our spiritual DNA. And he says like this. He says that the stars represent something that is high, lofty, radiant, and each one of them is its own individual brightness. And he says that was the blessing that Avram Avinu got, the bracha that Avram Avinu got, that his descendants throughout the generations will have kochavim, will have Jewish people that are stars, people that are lofty, people that radiate, that their own unique individuality alone is an asset to the Jewish people. Great Torah scholars, great leaders, great balei chesed, those will be the stars, the kochavim of the Jewish people. But then he says, there was a secondary blessing. And that blessing was the blessing of being like the sand. What does it mean to be like the sand? So he says that if you look at sand, you take a grain of sand and you put a grain of sand into your palm. You barely can see it. You give a little blow and the sand is gone. Yet we know when there's a powerful storm, when the tide is trying to surge and break the banks of the river, we use that very sand. Trillions of particles of sand packed together, and they can overcome even extreme tides and great forces. That was the blessing of unity, of achdus, that a Jewish person as an individual may not have the greatest of value. And they may not be a star like perhaps some of the very unique individuals are. But when they get together, they pack together, we can pack them together with other Jewish people, we're an incredibly strong, dense, solid force, a force to be reckoned with, a force that can't be run over, that the waves can't just wash over. But then he says, there's a third level in the Jewish people, and that's like afar, that's like earth. He says, while sand is unified and it's compacted, every piece remains its own. It's still individual grains of sand. But earth, he says, is davuk, it's attached, it clings, it's one entity. And that's the greatest level of unity that the Jewish people could experience, which Hashem was blessing the Avos, we would one day be able to have. And that is when another Jewish person, we don't just feel like we're connected, we have a similar mission, we literally feel like there's this deep bond, we're bonded together into one entity. And that, he says, is the highest level of the Jewish people. And he notes so interestingly that there's no growth from sand. There's certainly no growth that impacts us from the stars. But what is the most productive thing, perhaps? What supports and sustains the entire world? The animal kingdom, the atmosphere, the human beings, it's earth. Because when there's unity, when there's achdus with the Jewish people, and we literally feel ke'ech ish echad b'lev echad, like one person with one heart, not only are we successful, not only are we powerful and dense, but even more importantly, we're productive. And we're sustaining. And Hashem should make us realize that each and every one of us has each of these three components within our spiritual DNA. We have to shoot for the stars. And yes, we have to band together with other Jewish people to stop the waves of anti-Semitism, assimilation, and apathy. But we also need to strive for that incredible level of devekus, of clinging to one another, of becoming one entity. Because ultimately, that's where the future's at. That's where we produce. Wishing you a beautiful and wonderful Shabbos from the holy city of Yerushalayim.